Joined now by a couple of Knoxville cross country runners, Faith Rosaboom from the girls and Joey Hembrook from the boys. Glad to be with you, Faith. Start with you on the girls' race. How'd it go for you here at Pine Knolls?
It wasn't my best race. I've had some good times so far this year. This course isn't the easiest to run, and it's pretty hot out. I could have done better, but I'm proud of myself for, you know, pushing through and finishing at least.
And a lot of kids, when they see this course and they run it, it's like, I did not know it was this hard. You know, and, you know, you've ran it, you play golf here, so you know both, ways. You know, how do you maybe have a little bit of an advantage over maybe some of the other kids out of town that don't see this course all the time?
I mean, maybe. I don't know if you would call it an advantage, but I know the course pretty well. I don't know if it, like, helps in cross country, but it might. I don't know.
Joey, how'd your race go today?
It was a pretty good race. It's, as she said, a very tough course. Yeah, I didn't run the time I really wanted to, but I don't. Our team has been progressing throughout the season, and I hope we can bounce back.
Well, let's talk about the team. I know Seth kind of comes out there and runs ahead of the pack. What kind of things have you been seeing as improvements, not only for you but the rest of the guys this year?
Well, making it up those uphills has always been a challenge for all of us, and well, for everyone, I guess. But we work a lot on that. We go to the cemetery, run up that big hill. We're just putting a lot of work into those hills, and that's the progression I've really seen.
Faith, what kind of improvements have you seen from yourself this year as you've been progressing through the season?
I would agree with the hills thing, and also like staying with the person in front of you and not letting them like get too far ahead, even if it's your like own teammate or if it's just another person, just not getting too far behind from them.
Question for both of you here. Faith, you first. I see you in practice running through town, and you're running with some of your teammates. Is that kind of okay? Let's run with this person so I can keep up with them, see how I do. Is that how the practice goes?
I would say yes. Try to push yourself with people that go faster than you. Yeah.
Joey, what about you? It's you're running with some of the guys and maybe a little bit faster to maybe see what it's like to push yourself against them.
Yeah, it definitely gives you some motivation. See where you can really push yourself to be the best version of yourself.
Some goals moving forward. I know Seth has a goal of making state, but I think there's also talk of maybe a goal of getting the entire team to state. What's prospects of that? I know you're probably going to a tough state qualifier as always.
Yeah, that would be awesome if we could go to state. I think our main goal right now is beating Albia at the conference meet. That would be great. And then also for myself, I want to see myself go below 19.
Obviously, Albia is kind of the team to beat this year in boys conference, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And Faith, what about the girls? I know you've been without Nora most of the season, but you've had the Mazdams and Natalie and even you have picked up the pace a little bit, looks like.
Yeah, we really miss Nora out there. She helps the team a lot, but our goal is to do the best that we can, even if it doesn't mean make state. But I think that we can if we really try to.
And what about conference? Some of the goals there? Obviously, try to win conference. You got some tough teams ahead of you, probably.
Our goal towards the end of the year is to hopefully break like 23 or 22, get as low as possible.
Got to ask, and I asked you this before we went on, Pine Knolls, not only cross country wise, but golf wise, scouting out the holes for next spring?
Well, not necessarily, but I guess.
You know this course pretty well both ways. Final question for both of you. What would what does it mean to run at home when you don't have to get on a bus and go an hour away? What does it mean? Even though it's probably the toughest course you'll run, what does it mean to run at home for once?
It feels really good, honestly, and to like see all the people like from our hometown here, because they don't usually come out of town to like cheer us on. But seeing like the volleyball team and everyone else just cheering us on feels really good.
Joey, what about you? Hometown race, could see a lot of your friends out here cheering you on.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. Cross country is not the most exciting sport to watch, but seeing everybody around from town, it just feels really good.
All right, Joey Hembrook and Faith Rosaboom, thank you very much.